Welcome, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to hang out with you all today. If you are one of the ones that want to take it to the next level and hang out with me and a few of your fellow owners close up and personal, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live right now to get the details on our upcoming live event where I'm going to implement the entire Clean Profit Method with you. Today, we are chatting with Robert Newby from Healthcare Cleaning Solutions. Robert owned a cleaning company years ago and is now starting again fresh. Robert, so glad to have you on the show. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Mike.
So I'm fascinated by your story. What made you quit the cleaning business years ago, and what made you decide to get going back in it again today? Or not today, but you know, recently.
I'm quite an odd story, Mike. Back then, I was doing everything. I had several employees. I was actually doing quite well, but I had no mentorship, no systems, nothing. And I was out there basically doing everything, working 24 hours. Mm. And it basically costed my marriage. Mm. And therefore, I decided to walk away for a minute. And I went back to college and finished off a few things. I've been putting myself back together, and now after a few years, I had an opportunity to submit a proposal. I actually still, 6 years later, got a referral from the good job I did before. And in putting together a proposal, I said, let me see what happens here. I was so excited. You know, I got that feeling again of how cool it is to build this business and the great opportunity it is. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do this again, but I'm going to learn from my mistakes and work on doing it right.
Man, we've known each other for like 3.5 minutes now, and I'm already a huge fan. I love everything you said about that story. Cleaning Nation, as much as I am passionate about owning cleaning company, any companies and entrepreneurship and the cleaning universe, spouses far, far, far more important. So I love that you recognize and identified that, hey, this is maybe not what's best for the marriage. And I would support anyone that said, hey, it's my cleaning company or my spouse, 100% of the time, pick your spouse, 1,000% of the time. And I love that you said, not only am I coming back, but I'm going to do it differently. I don't want the same outcome I had last time. I'm going to do it differently. And it sounds like you're already, you'd mentioned before off air that the first company kind of just your name, cleaning, and now you've got already a specific name that is customer based, and you're already kind of asking different questions and looking for different things. I can't encourage you more about what a good track you are on to start, my friend.
Thank you, Mike.
So in that vein, what's going on with your world today that I can maybe give you some help and make your life just a little easier?
Well, I am at the very beginning stages, and the main mistake I do not want to do is to find myself on the same ground in work, not being able to work on my business, but rather find myself drowned working in it. So from the very beginning, I want to become more aware of the right timing to introduce other people to come along and work with me, to train them properly and take over. My first feeling is I want to do this from my first contract. My very first contract, I want to bring somebody along. And even if I'm making $0, have them take over that account so that I can then continue building and working on my business rather than in it. And that's my inclination. But here I am asking you as my mentor if that's the right train of thought or how I should be approaching the fear of making the same mistakes I did before and rather doing it in such a way that I can grow a beautiful company and provide opportunities rather than just an opportunity for myself.
Man, the more you are talking and I'm listening, the more I am just digging your vibe. You're just so on the right track and I can't wait to help you. So first of all, I realize if I don't do this, Clean Nation is going to yell at me. Did you get the contract? You said you started, you had an opportunity to bid something and kind of brought back exciting feelings. And I never asked you, did you get the contract? People want to know how did it turn out?
Well, I submitted the contract a couple of weeks ago. It's a pretty big contract because it is for 8 urgent care cleaning centers, medical centers, excuse me. And their manager had a week vacation in between. So I have communicated with them and they do know that they have the contract at hand. But the appropriate people haven't revised it yet. I was giving them about a week to follow up from where we are at right now. It's just still working its way into the right hand. The lady left for vacation about 3-4 days after I submitted the contract and just came back a couple of days ago. So I'm giving her a few days to get back into her chair at work, and then I will follow up with her.
All right, well, let us know how that shakes out, because now the cool thing is, it's a huge win whether you get it or not. Say you don't get that contract. That's actually a better story that you're like, I got an opportunity to bid something. It was so cool. It made me start this company, which has been super successful. And the funny thing is, never even got that bid at the first place. I think that would be, short-term, not as exciting, but long-term, a better story than if you actually get the bid. So let us know how it shakes out. And I want to encourage you and Cleaning Nation. I'll see if I can find a show that we did and put it in the show notes page. But I want to encourage you that the right way to do a sales process, and I know we're not going to talk about this much, but I heard you say it and made me nuts. We never, ever, ever, ever want to get a bid without a clear future. About an agreement is what's going to happen next. So there is no chasing and begging or vacation. There's a, if I bring the bid in on Tuesday, what's going to happen? And ideally, I want them to say, we are going to tell you yes on Tuesday or no on Tuesday. And if that's not it, say, well, great. We need to talk with the board or this. And there's all sorts of other stuff behind it. But we're never going to turn in a bid without an agreement, as we are going to talk on this date and get this thing sorted out. So ideally, what happens instead is you say that when you give the bid, and they go, well, Susie's going to be on vacation. She won't be back till this date. And then you say, great, what date? You know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure all the stuff gets sorted out beforehand, because when you try and do it afterwards, any of you all that know in the business, it's no fun when you give a bid and you're chasing them and they're hiding. And before you gave them the bid, they answer all your calls. After you give the bid, they never pick up the call. They never call you back. We hate that. So a little bit of a rabbit trail, but wanted to throw that out. That said, the question I heard you ask is, you want to know how you can not build the business that you built last time and work in your business constantly and just be a slave to your business, doing everything all the time, and how to actually be a business owner right off the bat and not just kind of be cleaning and doing low level work all the time. Did I pick up your drift, or did I twist what you wanted?
That is correct.
Okay.
Mainly the timing, like at the very beginning, how to introduce that from the get go.
All right. So I've got a couple concepts. The first is all that'll help. The first is, believe it or not, most people think it's this thing that they do or don't do. Like, if someone just taught me how to hire or when to hire or the right ad to write or the right process to use, and those are important, and they're all in the Clean Profit Method, by the way. So if any of you all out there need these things kind of done for you, done with you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, check out the Clean Profit Method. That said, no matter how good the Clean Profit Method is, and it's amazing, it can't overcome the one problem that really stands in most people's way, and that is fear. So most people are afraid, what if I hire somebody and I have to fire them, I don't have enough work? Or what if I get a bunch of good employees, but I can't hire them because I don't have work for them yet? So they preemptively do nothing, and then when they need someone, they're screwed. So first and foremost, Cleaning Nation, and of course you, Robert, we need to get over the fear of, or the embarrassment of, or the shame, or any weird feelings you have about either having people that apply for work and you don't have work, or having employees that you don't have work for. That's certainly not the goal, but if it's, you've got two options. One is, I've got way more talent ready to work for me than I can handle. The other is, I've got way more work for me, but no talent to handle it. We always want the talent. It's easy, we always want the talent, having too much talent, not too much work. Is that a fair foundation to build on?
Yes.
Okay, so first and foremost, we got to overcome the fear and do what the right thing is, even if it's scary. That's the first thing. So you want to be hiring early. I would start the hiring process now. Typically, if you really want to do a good job, it can take 2 to 3 weeks to find a good cleaner. So if you start, if you get the job tomorrow, well, you might be 2 or 3 weeks out from hiring a good cleaner. And people out there going, I hire people same day all the time. Yeah, I didn't say humans that say they'll show up. I said good cleaners, right? And is it possible to get a unicorn that is awesome on day one? Absolutely it is. But is that a plan? Is that best practice? No, we want to start the process so we've got a constant flow of qualified people wanting to work for us all the time. So the quick answer is, you want to hire early before you need it, and you want to hire consistently. There is no such thing as we are not hiring in the cleaning business. You are always hiring. Either you are growing and you need a spot, somebody quit and you need to fill a spot, somebody's about to quit and you don't know it and you're going to need to fill a spot, or you're quote unquote fully staffed, which is almost never, but you don't have every single player on your team as an A player. You've got some C and D folk that you really need to be replacing with an A player. So The short answer is hire early and hire often. Have a system. And again, we lay all this out in the Clean Profit Method, exactly how to do it. But you need a system of exactly how to have people coming in all the time, automated without you doing a bunch of work. If you have all the system, you have all the employees you need, about 3 hours a week. But a system to bring people in. And when you need people, that system is working. And when you feel like you don't need people, you still need people. You just, your feelings are lying to you. You still work that system. So the trick is you hire early and you hire always. You never stop hiring from the day you start. Any questions or pushback or feedback before we move on?
No, I understood everything you said.
Okay. And the tricky thing is nothing I said sounds crazy. It's just when you go to do it, it can be scary. So again, the biggest thing you're going to have to deal with is the fear of what if someone, you know, is mad at me because I hired them and I don't have work. Well, that's just part of being a business owner, right? Things don't always work. And again, rarely does that ever happen. Rarely, you know, I'd say less than 5% of the time are those fears realized, but we let them control our business 90% of the time, even though they almost never turn into a reality. So I'm glad you got the hopefully you and Clean Nation, like, I understand, but the goal is we got to push through when it gets scary and your brain tells you don't do it. You're going to look stupid. You're going to feel stupid. You got to just do the right thing. All right, moving on. Once you've got that, you've got to, and this is, again, this is all mindset. You've got to act like you cannot hire. Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. It's a classic. It talks about how it's not ideal for, if you are a mechanic, you don't want to go open a mechanic shop. If you are a hairstylist, you don't want to open a salon or a haircutting joint or barber shop. Because the problem is, the low wage work is you'll do it if you know how to do it, right? Like when I had my car dealership, I didn't change any oil or fix anything because I would be dangerous to myself and others if you let me near tools and vehicles. So because I couldn't do it, I never had a time where I had to fill in or where I didn't get stuff done. I was forced to hire employees, and it was more difficult for me to not have employees to do the job that we needed than it was to do the hard work of hiring people, right? The problem is when we can't, if I was a mechanic, I might go, it'd be easier just for me to change this guy's oil or change that guy's brakes or do whatever, you know, fix, you know, we've always had a ton of cars in there, but to step in and help out, right? It would be easier for me just to do that than to do the hard work of hiring people. But because I didn't have that skill, I was forced to hire people as opposed to just do it myself. So we've got to fix your brain somehow. And get it believing that you are physically not able to clean, right? Picture yourself as me. Yeah. I charge $8,000 a day plus travel if you want me to come out. If I came out, I'm guessing you would not be like, hey, Mike, go clean that toilet, which I would happily do. you'd go, oh my gosh, I can't afford to pay this guy to clean that toilet, right? Well, you're the owner of your company. We can't afford to have you paying cleaning that toilet, right? You need to be earning thousands of dollars a day. So you got to look at yourself as, I'm cheating my company if I'm cleaning toilets by cleaning toilets, right? Again, if this, pick the CEO of any company that you look up to. When Steve Jobs was alive, he wasn't on the line, putting together iPhones. I guarantee you, right? He had people to do that. And if he did, everyone would be like, oh, look how hard Steve's working. They'd be like, Steve, what the heck are you doing? Who's running the company? So the mindset has got to be that you do not know how to clean. You're just physically and mentally unable. And your employees need to just feel like he or she can't clean. Robert's the owner. He does owner jobs. I'm the cleaner. I do cleaner jobs. That's just how it is. Any questions or thoughts on that so far?
No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, it helped Henry Ford a whole bunch. He didn't know how to work on that V8. So,
yeah, there's actually a story that
it worked for us.
when he created the V8, when he created the V8, he told his team of engineers to do it. It had never been done. They said it was impossible. He literally paid them. He said, fine, I'm just going to pay you to do it. They said, but we can't do it. It can't be done. He said, fine, I don't care. Do it. So he was too dumb to know that it couldn't work. And lo and behold, it worked just fine. All right. One last thing I wanted to point out. You said correctly, but then you took a little turn that I want to go clean up for a second. You said, I want to have employees right from the very beginning. I don't want to clean, even if I don't make any money. Such a misnomer. People think if I bid my jobs and I'm quote unquote really profitable, I make a lot of money, but when I pay someone else, I pay them all the money, I can't make any money. That just means you have not bid your job properly. You've bid it as a job, not as a business, right? If you said, hey, Mike, will you come help me move as a friend? I'll give you $100, right? I might as a friend, I'd probably help you and go, yeah, for $100, sure, right? It's a Saturday. Yeah. What else am I going to do? The difference is if I have a moving company and I send four guys over there in a truck and they're all insured and we've got advertising and overhead and it's this $1 million company that costs me $50,000, $100,000 a month to open the doors, the bill might be $1,600, right? I can't possibly do it for $100. So, and that might you if that's what you're looking for, a professional moving company, you'll pay the $1,600. If you don't want that, you and your buddies will do it for a case of beer and some pizza or whatever, depending on your buddies, right? So yeah. If you sell like you're a buddy helping them clean up on the weekends, $100 might be fine. But when you're a real janitorial cleaning company that has insurance and hires people and has training processes and professional equipment and supplies and just on and on and on, well, then you have to charge professional wages. So there should never be Cleaning Nation a situation where you feel like you're making good money when you clean it yourself, but you can't quote unquote afford to pay someone else to clean it. That means you have a job, not a business. You must go back and reprice, either decide, I'm just going to be a guy that helps people move for $100 a day. That's not really a business. That's a job. Or I want to be a business and I have to go reprice my services for a business, which has employees and insurance and overhead and proper systems and supplies and equipment and cell phones and websites. And we could go on and on and on. So really important that you should be making money from day one on your bids. If you don't, you're not charging enough. It's not that, you know, life just stepped in the way and there's nothing you can do about it. You have to rebid it. Questions, comments, rude remarks before we hit the lightning round?
Makes perfect sense.
Cool.
Makes perfect sense.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, as we head into the lightning round, I want to take a quick second to personally invite you to get the details on our upcoming live event. It's at growmycleaningcompany.com/live. I've had so much fun actually getting to hang out with you, getting to know you and supercharging your businesses by implementing the clean profit method together. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live right now to book a quick chat with me to see if you are a fit for this event. On to the lightning round. All right, well, let me shut up for 2 seconds and we'll hit the lightning round, give you the opportunity to share some of your knowledge and experience with Cleaning Nation. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. You're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
Mike, I saw that you touched up on this yourself on your How to Get Your First Commercial Cleaning Account podcast. You shared a super ninja trick to do a good job listening, and they will almost never question your ability. That struck me because the best piece of advice comes from my grandfather, who used to tell me and has been telling me for 30 years, even though I still mess it up, that la mejor palabra es la que no se dice. The best word sometimes is the one you don't use.
Whoa.
You know, and what he means by that is sometimes it's better to just stay quiet and listen. You know, he just speaks it like a wise man. But, you know, it's important to listen rather than just speak your mind.
Man, I hate to say this, but your grandfather said it way better than me. Sometimes the best words are the words you don't say. I probably spent 3 minutes trying to say that thing, and he just says it in one perfect sentence. I'm going to say that again for the 3rd time on this podcast for anyone that missed it. Sometimes the best words are the words you don't say. Jack Daly, great sales trainer, said the best 4-word sales training you'll ever hear is ask questions and listen, which I couldn't agree more with. Great feedback. All right, you've set the bar high. Now you've kind of screwed it up because now we expect answers to questions 2 and 3 to be as good or better. What's the biggest mistake? What's the biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business? And for you, since you're just starting, you can go back to your old cleaning business days or your new cleaning business. You've got 2 to choose from. But what's the biggest mistake so we can all hopefully make different mistakes?
Well, my biggest mistake the first time was putting all my eggs into one basket, Mike. I was very seduced by the construction cleaning. And even though I was doing great with my commercial accounts, I put so much of my company into the construction cleanups that when the construction industry took a hit, all of a sudden I went from making $20,000 to $30,000 a month to zero, like overnight. So that is a mistake I will not be making again.
Cleaning Nation, people pay me thousands and thousands of dollars to share that very advice. Your new best friend, Robert, just did it for free. I want to say that again because that is huge and I'm constantly banging this drum. for many reasons. Robert mentioned one: when the construction industry goes to crap, you are out of business. That's not the only reason. That's one of about a dozen reasons construction cleanup is awful. The best part of having a cleaning company is the recurring revenue. Construction cleanup, move in, move out, all that stuff just removes that. So that is fantastic advice. Robert, you are two for two. Those are probably the best 1-2 punch of lightning round feedback I've gotten. So quite frankly, my hopes and dreams are off the chart for number three. What's one idea? Simple, doesn't have to be a big deal. Simple thing that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away that will improve their lives or their business even just a little bit?
I would say not to sacrifice the integrity of their business, Mike, and start doing all the odd jobs that customers might even put pressure at times for you to do in order to either acquire or retain their business, because we all know for sure that those people themselves would not sacrifice the integrity of their own business to do that for their clients.
Great point.
We end up doing a lot of work for free when we do that.
Great point. And trust me, you'd think if I just do this one thing for free, they'll be super appreciative. Nope, they'll just ask for more free crap and then assume that you're going to give it, and they get angry when you don't. So what I don't hear Robert saying, just so you know, is don't take care of your customer. If they have a need, do your best to help them solve it. If that's something you can do for money, for profitable money, then you do it. If it's something for free, you don't do it. And if it's something that has profitable money, but you don't want to do it, that's fine. Help them get a resource that will do it. So what I don't want anyone hearing is don't take care of your customer, treat them poorly. Robert's not saying that. He's saying don't work for free and don't do things that are outside of your scope, right? I'm really good at coaching owners of cleaning companies. If someone came to me and said, hey, how do I start an online Amazon business? I would never take their money. I wouldn't even give them advice for free because I don't know the first dang thing. So I'm smart enough to go, I know what I know and I know what I don't know. I don't know that. Go find someone that's a genius at it. So if someone wants you to do painting and you're not a painter, maybe you get a painter out there as opposed to try and sort it all out. All right, Robert, you're 3 for 3 on the lightning round. Some of the best feedback I've heard from a guest ever. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your passion. Cleaning Nation, if you want to get Robert's show notes page and every single bit of content, tool, framework done for you, done with you, everything you need to build a cleaning company, it's at growmycleaningcompany.com, www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.